This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A prisoner exchange is taking place between Russia and Ukraine. According to AFP, the French news agency, the swap apparently means freedom for the 24 Ukrainian sailors apprehended when Russia seized their ship off the coast of Crimea last year. Charles Maines reports for VOA in Moscow.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday. Putin called the move a good step forward towards the normalization of relations with Ukraine. Recently elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to power, promising to bring Ukrainian prisoners in Russia home and end the conflict in East Ukraine. In July, Putin and Zelensky held their first talk since the Ukrainian took office.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 Six-Nation Nuclear Agreement, a treaty U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned well over a year ago. Iran also warned Europe it has little time left to offer new terms allowing the country to sell its crude oil abroad, despite the tough American sanctions regime against it. Taliban militants have staged an attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. No immediate word on casualties. On Thursday, the NATO-led military alliance said an American and a Romanian were killed in action in Kabul, raising the number of U.S. military deaths so far this year to 16. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Indian